KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. As we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Today we're talking about bringing that dream a little bit closer as the Hammond Trail potentially expands. We've got Josh Levine from the RCAA joining Emily and myself this morning about a public workshop that's going to be happening tomorrow. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. So tomorrow afternoon at right there at the Little River, I guess the Little River Beach parking lot is where we're going to be meeting up there around 5:30. Is a chance to find out a little bit more about what I was just teasing. Why don't you let us know about that?
Well, yeah, tomorrow about 5:30 at the Little River State Beach North parking area, we're going to be holding a public workshop, really, just outdoors, letting people kind of in on what we've been working on for, well, on this feasibility study, which is very preliminary, but something that's been kind of part of a larger project for almost 30 years now. I've been trying to, as you said, connect the Hammond Trail really northwards towards West Haven and Trinidad. And, you know, in the larger scheme of things, filling a gap in the California Coastal Trail.
Absolutely. Those of us who use the Hammond Trail regularly know it it stops right there at, what is it?
Cronell.
Yeah.
Or Clam Beach, really.
Clam Beach. But, yeah. Clam Beach is where it stops. You, after that, if you're going to go further north, you're back on 101, right?
Well, if you continue along Clam Beach, Clam Beach is fairly nice little road there. It's got a couple little spots to pull off on. But then you get up to Cronell Road, and that's kind of where you're at an impasse. And
right.
So that's where you get back onto the highway if you're going north. Or if you're coming south, you're basically stuck at Scenic Road. And so there's that spot between Scenic Road and Cronell Road there where really most pedestrians and cyclists are currently going to the highway if they're making that through connection.
So what is proposed then?
Well, right now we're looking at different ways of connecting from Scenic Drive. There's about three different trail options on the north side of the river, going to three different bridge options, connecting then to the south side. And then there's the Little River State Beach, currently has their trail plan set up, and there's great trails set up there. And so we're trying to see how we could interact with that. And there's two different options right now on the south side.
Which are?
Well, one's fairly close to the highway, kind of a very simple, like, shoulder type of trail. And then there's one that's a little bit closer towards the ridge of the dunes. And this one is much nicer scenically. Great views of the beach, great views of the Little River when you come closer towards the bridge. And like I said, there's three options at the bridge. So we have a bridge option that's widening the existing 101 bridge and creating a trail on that facility.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a separated bridge that's just what would that be? Just west of the existing bridge,
mm-hmm.
And then creating another bridge. There's another separated bridge option that would be a bit further downriver. That's also being looked at.
I imagine, you know, there's cost options for each of them. There's so one or more options cost a little more than the other, probably.
You know, that's what we originally, when looking at it, that's exactly what we thought was, you know, the on the existing highway facility would be the cheapest.
Sure.
You're not building another bridge. However, it doesn't seem to work out that way necessarily.
Really?
And these are preliminary, but it seems right now that there'd be a lot of repaving, restriping, and then widening of the existing bridge in order to get a trail on there.
Well, separate bridge is obviously a better choice for for cyclists and pedestrians. And if it doesn't cost any more, Seems like that'd be the way to go, right?
And equestrians as well.
Hopefully. Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
And if it doesn't cost us any more, then most definitely. And the question there then becomes more along lines of view shed disturbance, and really trying to just make something that works as far as structurally with the existing bridge as well. You know, you don't want to mess with the turbulence in the water too much.
Of course.
Things like that are just, things to look out for. But cost-wise, so far, they all seem to kind of come in around the same, surprisingly enough.
That is a bit of a surprise. I wouldn't have thought that, but interesting pointing that out. So this whole thing, now that we're in the feasibility stage of all this. Assuming all comes to fruition, how far down the road would we be looking at this actually happening?
Well, it depends, I suppose. We're really hoping that once this feasibility study is finished, we have a preferred alternative. We have a little beginning designs on a bridge or a bridge option. And then we'd get funding for the second design phase, which would probably bring the trails up to 60-90%, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Start getting all the permitting work done. Emily, would you like to expand on that further?
Yeah, just that it's really going to take a community effort to see really any of our regional trail system happening, and we see that really support galvanizing on a lot of the existing regional trail efforts, in particular the Bay Trail between Eureka and Arcata. There has mm-hmm. been so much community support and involvement by all the jurisdictions involved, and that's really made that a regional priority for our county. And so I think, that's really what it's going to take for the Little River Trail and expanding the Hammond Trail north as well, and really connecting the communities kind of north of Little River towards the Humboldt Bay communities. And so it's definitely in the, at least a decade range. I would say people that started working on the Humboldt Bay Trail between Eureka and Arcata probably said over a decade ago, and we are yet to be, constructing the main portions of that. But, things take time, but it can go a lot faster with a lot of community support. I think that's really where this public site visit is sort of a first step of really trying to get people together that really see this as a key step in the northern part of the county.
Well, sure. And, of course, with the Bay Trail, the idea, of course, would that be for the Bay Trail to connect to the Hammond Trail. And if the Hammond Trail was then expanded, that would also make this, quite the contiguous trail option for northern Humboldt.
Most definitely. And I think, as Emily pointed out there, getting the North Humboldt communities really galvanized around this, but also having, I think, regional support and recognizing that this is also a trail that hopefully eventually will be able to connect all of Humboldt County and beyond, as it were.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, hooking the Annie and Mary into it at some point as well, which would take us east into the Blue Lake area.
Exactly. I mean, like building any other transportation system, it's a piecemeal type of thing. Unfortunately, there's very few communities out there that can, lay it all out in one fall swoop.
Right.
So it's a little piece here, a little piece there, and I really do believe that the Little River is another little piece that, when taken regionally and contextually, allows for a lot more movement via walking, biking, riding your horse, doing whatever you're going to do.
Right. So at this point, this is the feasibility stage, and public input is certainly not only welcome but encouraged. And tomorrow, you can be part of this 5:30 against the North Little River Beach parking lot is where you're going to be meeting up. Correct.
Correct. It's on Clam Beach Road, mm-hmm. Just south of Cornell.
Got it. And how many people do you expect for this?
Optimistically, mm-hmm. 30.
Okay.
All right. Or, hoping to, not necessarily, you know, pack the auditorium, but I'm hoping that the folks that do show up have a lot to say.
All righty. Well, you'll have some definite trail enthusiasts showing up for that thing. It's going to be outdoors, and, well, the weather is certainly holding. You should have really nice weather for this tomorrow afternoon at 5:30.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and one other thing just to emphasize about this area, there's a lot of use already with the trails at the Little River State Beach, and really they're dune and sand and dune trails, and so they're perfect for walking, hiking, and equestrian use. And especially since at the north end, on the north side of Little River, is the county's Moonstone Beach area. So this is kind of like these areas that see lots of traffic, but there's no way to get in between them unless you're on a horse and you're able to cross the mouth of Little River when it's low. That happens quite a lot, and that's a great connection for the equestrian community. But really, the Highway 101 bridge is the only public road across this river. So it was pointed out as a gap in the California Coastal Trail, just not feeling comfortable directing people over a highway bridge as being the only public road. So I think that's just what adds to the kind of really to the need and imperative for this area.
And it would be nice to have some kind of mandate for it. It certainly didn't hurt that the California Coastal Commission kind of threw some mandates towards Caltrans with regard to our gap between Eureka and Arcata. At this point, no mandates, just a feasibility study. And how long is the feasibility portion expected to last?
This will go until January.
Okay, so not long.
No, not long ago at all. Like I said, we've really been kind of working towards just coming up with some alternatives. We'll throw those out at and hopefully get a lot of feedback on them tomorrow. And then come to a preferred alternative by the end of this study.
Well, fantastic. And I wish you absolutely the best. And hopefully I'll have some good input come tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And Emily, is there any other things we need to add to this?
Just a reminder of what we had mentioned last week about the trail design workshop in Fortuna tonight. There's a design fair around the John Campbell Memorial Greenway Parkway along Strong's Creek tonight from 6 to 9. I know today they're doing a couple site visits and walking tours of the potential trail corridor during the day, and then the design team is hosting the design fair tonight from 6 to 9 at the River Lodge in Fortuna, and I know there's dinner included, and it really is a really interactive way for the community to be heavily involved in the design and look of the trail, and that will continue through the week as the design team will be incorporating public comments and then presenting kind of the vision of that at the end of the week. So that's down in Fortuna. And then an exciting news that hopefully we'll hear more in depth about on Happy Trails soon is that the Humboldt Trails Council, and in particular through the work of Tom Phillips and Kirk Cahoon on their board, just received a large grant through the Environmental Enhancement and Mitigation Program to continue expanding the public access and trails up at the BLM Lax Creek area.
Wonderful.
In between, kind of in Redwood Valley. And that is really exciting, just thinking about when we're talking of expanding the regional trail system, that trails of all kinds, including, you know, wildlands, single-track trails, much more for recreation and enjoyment of kind of all of our natural resources. Mm-hmm. So that is really big news, and congratulations, and we'll certainly hear about that more.
Fantastic. Emily, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Josh, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This conversation and all conversations on Happy Trails you will find podcast at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.